Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Calder. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of the sensitive world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We are here Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are excited about this day and excited about you, because you have allowed us to come and be in your presence, in your midst, that you can hear a word from a man of God, a woman of God, whoever the Lord chooses to use on the particular day. And we are glad that you're here, that you're excited about the things of God. And we pray that God would speak to you, and as you hear his word, that it would make some sense. It would make some sense to you. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we are blessing God and praising God for you in this hour. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are already rejoicing and we are glad. Oh, Father, we just bless you. Let me get in and set this computer up. Let me set this computer up on the inside. And but I just forgot about, we got to work in and moving and then get to pay attention to the time. But we're never too late. We're never too late to do what says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You were so busy. I was so eager to get this job together that I came to work and leave my time fridge with my night and leave in the fridge. But let us computer together. I know Apostle is ready. And ready. Okay, let's see. On now. I got so caught up, I forgot that we are here. And we just bless the Lord and praise the Lord for you. You can come on in now, Apostle, and let the Lord use you. Let me get the computer up here quick. Glory to God. A lot of stuff is going on right now. This boy is going through a lot of changes. His son is acting up and went into his account and took a lot of money over his account. And a lot of stuff is going on. But we praising God. He's going to give you the name. Send the name so that the prayer warriors of Blog Talk really can pray for his son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for Pastor Bishop Washington and Apostle Washington. Lord, we thank you for their tenacity. We thank you for their faithfulness to your ministry, Lord. We ask you that you use them today for your glory, Lord, that whatever they say and do, Lord, would bring glory and honor to your name, Father God. We rebuke every satanic power, every demonic power, every sorcerer, every warlock, every witch, and every critic that come to just criticize and complain and condemn, Lord, that they would not be able to stop this word that's already in their belly. Lord, allow the word to flow by the Spirit, O God, because your word said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord. So we are depending on that Spirit to move in our midst. Let me get out here, see if I can get a signal coming in. We are thanking the Lord right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. You are in there, Bishop. You are in there. Deacon, come on in. Come on in. And we thank you, the Lord. I see you there. I have Apostle on my phone. I have her on my phone. But we are, excited. We are truly excited about the things of God. So I want you to come on in, and I want you to allow the Lord to use you for his glory. Take your time and do what God says, the Lord, because somebody's waiting. Somebody's waiting. I'm waiting. But somebody else is waiting to hear from heaven today. So I want you to just, I just want you to reach into heaven and pull out what the Lord has got there on the table for you and for us, his people, okay? God bless you. I'm going to go on mute. You can go ahead and let the Lord use you both.
Hallelujah. To God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Apostle, for the great introduction. We appreciate it, oh God. But we don't mind doing the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. But we, to God be all the honor, glory, and praise. Greetings to everyone in our Block Talk Family Radio, and also all our new visitors, and all who decided to come to the Block Talk Radio today. May God bless you and your family members. We have different things that's going on, you know, with different family members. You know about the Apostle Miller's nephew. He crossed over, and you know, it's been, you know, it's pretty good strain on the family. But we will pray for them today, you know, in Jesus' mighty name. As a matter of fact, Father, right now, if everyone would just bow their head just for a few seconds. I don't even know his name, but it's Apostle Miller Jefferson's nephew, a sister's son, who crossed over. And his sister went into a coma, like, Apostle Melinda's telling me right now. She's yelling out saying that she's okay. She came out of it, thank God. She was just so shocked. They were so close to each other. And when her brother crossed over, you know, she just went out of it. And Apostle Mildred was all upset, and so was everyone else. And Apostle Mildred is sick. She's ill herself. She's been in pain for the last few weeks. And she injured her back and shoulders and stuff. And everybody depends on her. She's just like the backbone of the family. You know, she's always there for everybody, but not only for the family. For her brothers and sisters on Block Talk Radio, she's always willing to help. If there's anything that she can do, she'll do it, and especially if she prays for everybody. She's like Deacon Frazier. She can remember names and, you know, put people's names out. Oh, my God, that's so beautiful to be able to, you know, give people honor and glory and to praise the Lord each and every day. As often as she thinks about it, she prays to the Lord about something. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, today we're going to be coming to you with part two, Living in the Way of Yahweh. I do believe that's the way the title goes, Living in the Way of Yahweh, the way he wants us to live. And We must live by his rules. We must accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. There's no other way to go into the heavenly kingdom other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, yes, living in the power of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I get it right sooner or later. Living in the way of his way is all powerful.
All powerful.
All powerful. Hallelujah. So, Father, yes, he is perfect. We strive for excellence, but he is perfect.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, we ask, Father, to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Father, we come to you humbly this day and ask forgiveness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We ask forgiveness for each and everything that we have done that was out of your will, Father God, or said out of your will. Whatever we've done or said, whatever way we were living, as we turned from our wicked ways and accepted you as our Lord and Savior, Father God, because you are the Lord and Savior, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your obedience to Father God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for your departure from earth. You said when you go home to your Father that you would send the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. And we thank you. So we have to be well aware of that, people, people of God, and people who have not accepted him before, that they're going to do it today. Oh, yes. Because think about this now. Every time you say or do something wrong, you know, you're walking around, you're talking, and you're breathing, and your heart's beating, and you're alive in the world. But try not to be of the world. Because think about it, you have the Holy Spirit living within you. Think about it. God within us. How do we have other than God? None. And every time we do something wrong, the beautiful part about our Lord is that he sent his only begotten son to save us from going to hell for all eternity. How can you resist Jesus? You know, ask yourself this question. Where am I going to be when I cross over? Do I go to heaven or do I go to hell? So I urge you, when it comes time for the prayer of salvation, that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If it's your first time or your 101st time listening to this broadcast, do it this time. Don't hesitate any longer. We have the past, the present, and the future. Who knows? The past is the past, and the future is here. The present is here now. But who knows how long is our future going to last? We don't know. We may cross over today. I hope not. I pray not. But it might happen. We don't know. You know, we don't know when our soul will be required by God Almighty. So, with that being said, I'm going to introduce my lovely wife, Lady Apostle Linda Washington, and I'm Bishop James. I finally introduced myself. And let me turn it over to my wife now, and she's going to greet you also. So God bless each and everyone who's on the line, and I pray that you do accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Don't hesitate. Please don't hesitate. In Jesus' name, I pray. Apostle Linda.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Each and every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Like Bishop said, there's so much going on, but right now we're going to go on with the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. This is what we need more than anything. Glory be to God. We need this word. We need the living truth. We just thank God for the living truth this morning, which is the word. Hallelujah. This word is alive. Jesus Christ, Yahweh Messiah, he is the word, and the word is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God that we are here this morning by the grace of God. We thank God for our wonderful Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ, Yahweh, we call him Messiah. My God, we call him Holy Redeemer. He is all that. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Glory. Oh, my God, and we can go on and on. Hallelujah. He's an awesome and mighty, mighty God. And we love him so much. And we welcome him in the service. We welcome the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty. We know the worship has gone forth. So, you know, we have ushered in this, you know, we can say we ushered in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because when we worship God, it pleases him. When we praise him, it pleases him. When we just say, thank you, Lord, it pleases him. And so we're thanking him for today and thanking him for all of you on the line today. So we greet you with love. We thank God for our apostle calendar and pray today that his day be prosperous today. He's out there working for the kingdom, using his gifts to bless the kingdom. Amen. Using his gifts, number one, to bless the Lord, the kingdom. We are supposed to be kingdom builders. Kingdom, if we're kingdom believers, kingdom builders, if we're in the kingdom, then we understand that we do all that we can to bless the kingdom. And this is what he does. So praise God. And it's not by any power of his. It's by the power of the Lord. We have to understand that when we do these things, we are doing it all by grace. We are doing it all by the mercies of God, and because it's part of what the Lord has planned for us. When we're moving, when we live and move and have our being in him, and we know we do, then and we know he's ordering our steps in his word, then we know we're on the right track. We know we are positioned where we need to be positioned. We know we're moving through the Spirit of God, through the power of God, and wherever there is the power of God, and we're living in the power of Yahweh, then we know that God's plans are going forth for our lives. We know this without a shadow of a doubt when we have surrendered our all in all to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is what it takes, our all in all, and being accountable. We have to be accountable. We have to know authority. We have to respect authority. Hallelujah. And we have to know the authority that lives within us as well. Amen. And so we're gonna go through a little bit of what we've already done to summarize a little bit, and then we'll move on tomorrow to a new topic. But unless the Holy Spirit will have us stay a little bit longer here, we follow what the Holy Spirit leads us to follow. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God once again that we have another beautiful day in the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we are rejoicing. We wake up rejoicing, knowing that the Lord was with us all through the night, knowing that the Lord is with us all through, not only through the night and every day, but all through our entire lives, the Lord will be with us as long as we're following in his ways. But mind, we have to be mindful of the fact that the Lord is, even if the Lord, at some point, the Lord will reject some folk who decide that I just don't want to do what's right. I just will not follow in the ways of the Lord. And everything the Lord has brought before us, and we just decide that we're just going to ignore the Lord, and we're going to continue to do it our way, and we're not exhibiting any fruit of the Spirit because we are doing our own thing. That the fruit of the Spirit is not with the flesh at all. The fruit of the Spirit is not with the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is just what it says. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if we are exhibiting the fruit in our lives, then we're going to be living in the power. But we have to have the fruit. We have to know the gifts of the Spirit. We have to know. And we did all of that through this series. And it was necessary to do it. It's necessary to refresh. For me, it is. And every time, every time we do the word, we always see something else. We always learn something else because the Lord is with us and he wants us to have revelation. Amen. That's part of what he does for us, to give us revelation, give us new nuggets and all of that. And so we love this our church, and we love all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Hallelujah, because we're all in different places for the most part. But we're all in one place when we are in the Holy Spirit, when we're in Jesus Christ. We are all members of the same body. We are all one. We are all one in Jesus, all one in the love of Jesus. Amen? Just like when a person gets married, when two people get married together, I'm talking about man and woman, get married, they become one. They become one in the Lord. They get married under the eyes of God, and they become one in the Lord. There's not supposed to be any separatedness in their marriage. They're supposed to be one and supposed to submit one to the other. The Bible makes it very clear about that we are submit one to another when we are married. And so when we become one in Jesus Christ, then the same thing has to happen. It's a marriage. It's a marriage. We become one with Jesus Christ, and therefore we follow in the ways of Jesus Christ. He becomes the head. He becomes he is our king, amen? And he becomes the head of our lives. Glory to God. And so we follow him. And I can say I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow him for all of my life. Glory be to God. And I'm sure many of you on this line feel the same way. Glory be to God. So we're going to do a scripture now. We're talking once again about living in the power of Yahweh. And it's so wonderful to know that we have this power and that it's available to us through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. He is a gift to us. He is the power. Hallelujah. We have all kind of appliances and we have all kind of things. We have the electricity. And if you don't flip the switch, the light is not going to come on. And even if you flip the switch, if there's no light bulb, or if the light bulb has burned out, there is no power. The power is there, but the light is not there. So in essence, what I'm saying is that the Holy Spirit is there, but if our light in Jesus Christ is not turned on, if we don't have the power turned on, we are not going to have the abilities to function under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because we don't have the power. We have the power available, but without that power, without that light, there is no power, because the darkness remains. You see, Jesus came so that we would not have to be in darkness. Amen? We would have his light. He is the light of the world. And when we become born again, we're supposed to be children of the light. Amen. So we're children of the light. We got to have our gifts working. We got to have our fruit working. We got to be bearing some fruit. And as we bear that fruit, as we talked about it last time, and went through each and every one of them and taught on them, then we are going to be developed in the Spirit and continually being developed, because we are going to continually be in training. As long as we're in this earth, it is training ground. We are going to continue to be in training. Amen. And I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. Hallelujah. Because I look forward to learning new things. I look forward to each and every day in my Lord. Glory be to God. I know he's with me. Even during the day, you know, we have conversations with God. That's really good too. We have conversations with him. We're talking to him all through the day. You know, for instance, like Apostle has this job. We pray he be prosperous in this day, in this job. We pray he be prosperous in all things, in health, even as his soul prospers. And we pray that for all of us. I pray this prayer all the time, because this is a prayer that is needed. Glory be to God. We want to prosper in all things, but in health. We need a healthy spirit. We need a healthy body. We need a healthy life. Amen. And so we want to prosper in all things in health, even as our soul prospers. And when we are doing that, we're going to experience the Lord in many different ways. We're going to experience him. So we're praying for our apostles to be safe today. We're praying for everything to go well today. And we thank God that it is well in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have challenges, a lot things go on in our lives that only God can handle, you know, and we give it all to God, even the minute things, even, you know, some people think, well, that's not something to bother God about, you know, about the job. And when I go on the job, Lord, I need you to help me on my job. Lord, I need you to make it easier for me on my job. Lord, give me more wisdom about what I'm doing. Glory be to God. Give me more wisdom in my leadership. Give me more wisdom in my duties on my job, whatever it is, God. See, because God knows much more, greater than we know, much greater knowledge he has. All the knowledge he has. He's all powerful and all knowing and omnipresent everywhere at the same time. So we depend on God, and we have to stay mindful because, you know, life can get so busy, and we have so much to do, and sometimes it just escapes our mind. Amen. So we have to stay focused on the Lord, even though we're at work, even though there's death in the family, there's all kinds of things going on, life is just happening, but we must stay focused on the Lord. Stay focused on the Word, and don't let these distractions and all these other things come into play and get us out of line. Or get us out of the will of the Father. We have to be in his will and know what his will is. Amen. And so let's go on with this topic, living in the power of Yahweh. It's been a pleasure for me to do it, for Bishop and I. We truly enjoy the Lord. Amen. And I know you all do as well. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for our friends on this line, our brothers and our sisters. So let's share here. I always like to talk to y'all. I love to talk to y'all. Glory be to God. What's that? I need it. Yeah. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the first question, we have to ask ourselves, well, we ask questions, you know, it's called examining. It's called, we have to look at ourselves, look at the person in the mirror, and look at ourselves and ask questions. Are we following in the ways of God? Are we following all the way in the way of Yahweh? Glory be to God. Are we living in the power of the Lord? Living that power every day and not feeling like something is too small or too big. God can handle everything, and he wants us to bring everything to him. As we're talking with the Lord through the day, as I was saying, I just want to go back there. Talk to him about it. Even when I'm cooking, you know, I'll say to the Lord, Lord, anoint my hands. Lord, anoint this gift that I have to cook. Anoint me even the more, oh God. Make it taste really, 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 really good. And I know the Lord can do that. And he'll lead me even in the kitchen. And some people will say, oh, this is ridiculous. No, it's not. Because I talk to the Lord about everything. I talk to him about my children, my marriage, everything concerning my life. I talk to God about it. I talk to God about my friends, you know, and things that's going on in their lives. Talking to God is also praying. We're conversing together. That's what prayer is, communication. That's what it is. And God is not upset with us when we communicate with him about little minute things. He's not upset about that. He's happy about that because that means we are mindful of him. We have God on our minds. We got all of our other things on our minds as well. But when we put him first, he's first and foremost on our minds. I always ask God, God, bless my thoughts, bless my words, bless my actions, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you do that, you will bear more fruit. Amen. And you will be living in that power. You will be anointed of the Lord. Amen. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will cast out demons. My God, all of the things that Jesus said that you would be able to do, you are going to be able to do it through the power of God, and people will be healed. Hallelujah. Miracles will happen. You will experience that too in your ministry. You will experience the power of God. Amen. And you will be praying for people, interceding for people. My God, you will be aware of the times that we're in. All of this is happening through the Spirit of God. You have that spirit of discernment in your life, my God. And God will let you know what seasons you're in. He'll let you know things that no man could ever tell you about. Amen. He will let you know where you are. He will let you know when the seasons are changing. He'll let you know when one door has closed and then he'll bring you to another door. There was a time when I even heard a door shut. I heard that door shut. I said, okay. I actually heard it in the spirit. I heard that door shut. It was time for a new door to be opened. Amen. When God shuts one door, another door opens. So I had my eyes open because God allowed me to hear this in the spirit. Amen. And new things began to happen in my life. Glory be to God. And so God is always there, and we have to always be available for God, more so than anything else. We must be available for God. And we have a tendency to put God on the back burner. God always comes last. We do everything else first. We got to do this for the family, that for the friends. We got to do this for the job and all of that. We got to do a whole lot of things. And this is real. We must do that. But God has to be first before all of that, so everything else in our lives can be successful. He wants us to prosper in all things, in health, even as our soul is prospering. And when we're living in the power of God, our soul is prospering. So we talked about Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, and it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness. And I'm going to go real fast with this because we've been through this already. In case anybody wasn't with us last week, we went through all of these, and I went through each and every one of them and talked about each and every one. But we won't do that today because we've already done it. So it's goodness. Let me start again. It's love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Verse 23, gentleness. Self-control, against such things there is no law. And so, like I said about the light, without the light bulb, the fixture is, you're not going to have no light. You can have the power. When you flip the switch, the power is there, but there's no light. So the power is available for us. And the only way for us to have the light of Jesus is to have that power, the Holy Spirit, living within us, living through the power of Yahweh. Amen. Another good one is this. If you know you were going to make some tea, I really like tea. If you know you were going to make some tea, and when Apostle comes, he's got to have his tea. His herbal teas, he's got to have that. And my husband is also one for tea. And mostly for my husband is coffee. And he has to have it a certain way. A certain amount of sugar, a certain amount of cream, you know, a certain amount of coffee to make the coffee good and strong, because my husband likes coffee strong. So he's got to have a certain amount, but he knows all the ingredients. He knows everything he wants with that coffee. Apostle knows how he likes his tea. I know how I like my tea. And so when we know what we like, we want it the way we want it. So God has God has given us what we need. God has told us what we need to do to stay in his will. And the main thing is to be obedient. We need that ingredient of obedience. Amen. That has to be in there more than sacrifices. We got to have that. So I think of it when you do the old time way of tea. I like the teapots, you know, where you brew the water, you boil the water, and then you pour the water over that tea. We all know how to do all that, and we're going to get away from that. But what I like is when that tea kettle, when you put the water in and it gets really hot, that tea kettle, that steam comes out and it whistles. It lets you know that it's ready. It's ready to do its thing. It's ready to pour on top that tea bag, and then we're going to steep that tea bag so it can be really good and we get all of the flavor from that tea bag. Well, that's how it is with the Word of God. We want to be like a steamroller. I can say it that way, like a steamroller. You got some steam coming out. You got to put that tea, you got to put that kettle on that fire. So we need the fire in order to get the steam, to get it boiling, and then we get the steam. Hallelujah. But we're steaming, we're boiling over. I'm just thinking, Lord God, we're boiling over in the spirit. Hallelujah. God has got us in the overflow, in the anointing. You want to have it real good, and it's really good. The anointing of God is wonderful. It's perfect. And so when you got that tea is so good. And the anointing of God is wonderful. There's nothing better than that, nothing greater than that. So when we got it, we got all the ingredients. So we got to have all the ingredients of the Word. We got to listen to all of the Word, surrender all to God so that we can get all of what we need, all of the Spirit in us, and we're overflowing, we're steaming, we're hot, we're on fire for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We're like that steam roller. You know, we have a steamboat here in Louisiana, and every time that big wheel rolls, you see the steam, and the steam is going all over. It's called a steamboat. We have a steamboat, and it's that steam is just going all over. It's like smoke all over, and it's covering all of the whole area. So that's how I look at it. The Holy Spirit covers us in every area, and we're going to be hot. We're going to be hot on fire, hallelujah, because we're living in the power of Yahweh. So how much steam, how much heat, how much fire, hallelujah. We got that wisdom, we got that understanding, we're listening for God, we're praying, we're doing intercessory, we're staying on the wall, we're asking God for discernment, we're doing all these things, and God is going to pour out because we have the heart, we have that heart for God. We literally... we're running after God. Amen. We're running after the things of God. We're on the run for God. We're doing what God says to do. And oh my God, all through the day, every day, we can draw strength from the fact that we're living in Yahweh, living in the power. So when we have these fruits, the Bible says, Galatians says in chapter 5, what we just read, chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, it says that we will be known by the fruits we display. Amen? So we want to start showing these fruits through the Holy Spirit. Once the fruit is there and we're working in the gifts that God has given us, we covered the gifts as well, and we're working through those gifts. Maybe you're gifted to be a teacher. Maybe you're gifted to be an evangelist. Well, we all should do evangelism, but maybe you're a gifted prophet, whatever your gift is. Some people, like I said, have several gifts that the Lord has poured into them and given them. So, but we operate through those gifts, through the power. The power has to be there because we can have the gifts and they can be lying dormant. I said that before in the last message. We don't want our food to lie dormant, which means that it's dead. It's not producing. It has nothing to get it started. Amen. It's like if you put a seed in the ground. Apostle does his garden and all of that. I was gardening too at one time, but I've stopped doing that. But anyway, when you put your seeds, they have to be watered. They have to have the right zoning. They have to have the right atmosphere for that plant to come up. You know, for the fruit, if you whatever you're planting, it has to have the right conditions. So it's the same way we can look at it this way, with bearing the fruit to have the right conditions. And we have to be spiritually conditioned in good, very good spiritual condition in order for us to bear fruit. Amen. And that is being hungry and thirsty for the word. Hungry and thirsty for the word. Amen. One of a song that's very anointed, some of the lyrics is, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come, flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Isn't that beautiful? To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Amen. We want to be in his presence at all times. God is with us. Some people say, well, where is God? God said that he would come and abide. You abide in me, I'll abide in you. Abiding in God is abiding in his word and being mindful that we must be obedient. Hallelujah to the word of God. It always goes back to obedience, because that's what we have to do. When we are obedient to God, God is going to bless us. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, I say again. Hallelujah. So how many times, or how many of you, well, let's just scratch that question, because I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to go here instead. There is spirit strengthening. We're abiding in the Lord. Therefore, we're strengthening it. We're being strengthened in the Lord throughout the day. But we're supposed to draw from the Holy Spirit, drawing from the Spirit of God. In times when we feel exhausted, in times of trial in our daily life, we must draw from the Holy Spirit. We must be living in the power of Yahweh, living through that power, and we can do it. The Bible says that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. So everything we need is there. The Holy Spirit desires. He desires. He's a person. We talked about that, because people say it and all that, but the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit desires to take care of us, comfort us, help us, teach us, love us, and he wants to lighten our load. The Bible says, the Lord says, he'll be our burden bearer. Be our burden bearer. And he told us, my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So what he's saying there is that I'm helping you. I'm your helper. I left you with help. I left the Holy Spirit. When Jesus resurrected, he said he would leave the Holy Spirit, would come to us, told it to the disciples, would come to us. Be there for us. He said, I'll send you a comforter. And that's what he did. And the Holy Spirit will direct our path. God sent the Holy Spirit to be our all in all. Again, to be our helper, our guide, our comforter, teacher, leading us and guiding us in all truth. So are we really allowing the Holy Spirit? This is the question I need to ask. Are we really allowing the Holy Spirit to work in every way of our life? Are we really doing that? We need that power. We need to have that steam going. We need to have that fire. Are we letting off any steam? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That fire gets that water hot. Glory be to God. And then when we make our tea, like I said, that tea is so good because we let it steep and we get all of the flavor from that tea. So we want to get all of that flavor from the word. Amen. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. We are supposed to be that flavor in the earth. Hallelujah. And we're supposed to be that light. We talked about the light. We got to be the light wherever we go. Our light is supposed to be shining. We are the children of the light. Hallelujah, and the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. That's all part of the covenant. Amen. So the Holy Spirit also transforms us according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7, starting at verses 17. Hallelujah. You are a work in progress, and the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us of sin, helps us to move forward into the fruits of the Spirit, that love, patience, self-control. He is the one that moves us from glory to glory. Amen? From glory to glory. So we're talking more about the Holy Spirit. That is the power. Every day we must live through it, live in it, live through it, live for it. Glory be to God. So the Holy Spirit will also give us wisdom. Hallelujah. He will give us this guidance. And all we got to do is ask for it. God, give me guidance in my life, Lord. Guidance in every area, God. I need you, Lord. Lord, I need you every day. I need you every hour, God. Every second, every minute. My God, every day of my life, I need you, Lord. And the Lord is listening. The Holy Spirit helps us to discern difficult situations, in difficult times in our lives. We'll be able to discern what that situation is all about. We'll have that spirit of discernment. Ask God, God, help me, guide me, give me your wisdom. Hallelujah. Help me to make these big and little decisions that I have to make, God. Help me to walk in your truth, oh God. That's another prayer. Help me to walk in your truth, O God. Walk in circumspectly before you, O God. So the Holy Spirit will guide us through the word of God. Hallelujah. And what he does is he enlightens the eyes of our understanding. He illuminates our mind so that we can understand and hear what God is putting on our heart or pressing us to do. John 16 and 13 says that he is our teacher. He's our teacher. Hallelujah. And also in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. So we must ask God for guidance, how to walk, how to talk, what action to take. Whatever it is that's needed, we need to go to him for counsel. Amen. Especially as leaders, the Holy Spirit will give us the strength to do what we need to do as leaders, as mothers, fathers, hallelujah, even the children. We pray for our children, hallelujah, for the areas that, you know, for the things that are important for our children, that our children have everything they need. When God supplies our needs, then our children will have their needs. And what about their academics? What about if they are doing extracurricular activities? We need to pray about those things. We need to pray about them being safe. We need to be praying a hedge of protection around our children. Glory be to God. All of these things, praying for our friends, praying for the teachers, praying for the government, praying for the governing bodies in your state, in your city. We're supposed to be praying for our leaders. All of these things will give us the inworking of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will see where your heart is, and he will see that your desire is to do the will of the Father. He's going to see that, and he's going to pour out. There's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on your life. He will pour out. Hallelujah. He's pouring out on us right now on this line. He's pouring out his word on us right now, reminding us about the fruit, reminding us about the Holy Spirit and all the help he is there to give us. All we have to do is open up our mouth and ask, and then all we have to do, not just ask, but we have to say, God, help me to be obedient. Ask, oh God, help me to serve you well, Lord. I want to be a good waiter. I want to be a good servant, God. Help me. Help me. And even if you feel like you don't have enough faith, God will say, you feel like, well, my faith needs some work. Well, God, help me in my faith, God. Help me in my faith. Help me with understanding. I need your help. He's our helper. He's our comforter. And he'll comfort us in everything that we need comfort in. Amen. So that's where he comes. He gives us that strength. So the Holy Spirit equips us power. Yahweh, power. When you think of the name of Jesus, the name above all names, there's power in the name of Jesus, strength and power to do the things for which we have been called. Amen. So he's going to equip us to turn away those harsh words that are not kind. Turn away from the harshness. He equips us to give kind words of wisdom. And he teaches us how to respond to criticism with love and how to respond gently to our children who will test our patience. Don't y'all know that? And parents out there, we know those children will test our patience. Oh, my Lord, they will test your patience every day. So he gives us the power to preach, to proclaim, and use from him those gifts that he gave. Hallelujah to us all. So the Holy Spirit will convict us in every way. I mean, he convicts us. He is the one that will pull on you, tug on you, press on us. He'll press on us. Look, when something is not right, he'll let you know. He won't forsake you. You know what people think about? The Lord won't forsake you. The Lord won't leave you. He'll never forsake you. He sure won't. He won't forsake you in times of testing. He won't forsake you in times of trial. He won't forsake you in times when you need wisdom and guidance and understanding. He won't forsake you, and he won't forsake you in disobedience either. You know why I say that? Because he's going to chastise you. You know, God will chastise us in a state of disobedience. The Holy Spirit is going to come and let us know we're disobedient, and he's going to convict the lost, hallelujah, and then when people are saved, he will come to convict. He will come to let you know something, you're not right in this, you're not doing this right. It comes with examination, and the Holy Spirit will help us to examine ourselves. He's there to press on us. Hallelujah, to show us the right way. And that's what he does. So never leave me nor forsaken me, God. He won't forsaken you in discipline either, because we need discipline. We need correction. Amen. Hallelujah. Some folk ain't gonna like, folk might not like that, but it is the truth. That is part of what the Holy Spirit does. He brings conviction. Hallelujah. He wants us to come to realize that God want to use us. We want to be used by the Lord, and we have to have the fruit. We have to have the fruit working, the gifts working. Hallelujah. All of this comes through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So he convicts us of all wrongdoing. He is the one that's going to nudge you and lead you towards righteousness to keep you mindful, keep us mindful as he leads us. He helps us not to go astray from the righteous path of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not letting me go astray. Thank you, Lord, for chastising me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me and letting me know it's time to examine. It's time for some correction, oh God. We got to have that. I mean, it's the same way with a parent. You know, it will, when we don't discipline our children, that's tragic. It's a disservice. Hallelujah. We're not being good parents when we're not disciplining our children. Glory be to God. We must chastise our children. We got to do that. And one of the reasons why we have so many youth out there that don't have any discipline is because most of them are raising themselves. They're raising themselves. Hallelujah. Most of the parents, a lot of times it's a single parent home. A lot of times they don't have any parents in the home, or parents is doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But you know, they don't have the guidance that they need. A lot of the men are not in the home. A lot of the women are not in the home. You got men who are single parents trying to raise the children by themselves. You got grandparents are trying to raise children, and the grandparents are not well. Some of them are not well, and some of them are not able to do everything they need to do for these children. So we need God's guidance. We need the family to be together. We need to pray for families. We need to pray for the families. Call on God to help families to be stronger, to help families to come together and not be divided. We need that division. Division is all over the place. Division is in marriages. It's in the church. My God, division is in the schools. It's all over the place. There's jealousy. It's everywhere. Jealousy, backbiting, you name it, it's there. All of the enemy is doing, he's doing it all. He's doing it on every front. So we have to be the ones to be the intercessors. We have to be the ones to say, Holy Spirit, help me. Tell me what to pray. I need you to help me pray. Amen. And some people will say, I don't know how to pray. Well, the Holy Spirit will lead you in prayer. My God. And it doesn't have to be praying like anybody else. It doesn't have to be praying a long, long prayer. That, you know, but praying for different people, praying like God said to pray. Pray for your dignitaries. My God. Intercede for your leaders. You know, pray for Jerusalem, he said. He specifically said to pray for Jerusalem. He specifically said to fast and pray. Be intercessors. We all should be intercessors. You know, some people say, well, I'm anointed to be an intercessor. True that. I believe that. But everybody ought to pray. Everybody has been given that mandate. We must all pray. Jesus told it to his disciples. His disciples were no different from any of us. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is for all of us. If we want it, we can have it. Amen. All we have to do is say, God, I want it. God, show me how to get it. God, teach me, show me, teach me, guide me, lead me. I mean, this is what we have to do. And God said, ask and you shall receive. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I'll give it to you. It's yours to have. He's no respecter of persons. My God, God loves us all the same. And you can intercede. You have the power to fast, because God will give you that. You'll be able to fast and get through the fast. You'll be able to do everything God said to do. Pray, fast, fellowship with your brothers and your sisters, your family, fellowshipping, hallelujah. Doing all of these things helps us to bear more fruit. The more fruit we bear, the greater the anointing. Am I right about it? The more fruit we bear, the greater the anointing. So if you want to be like that steamroller, if you want to be like that one that's hot on fire for God, we got to be doing everything exactly the way God said. God is not a halfway God. He's not going to accept it halfway. Yahweh is all the way, and he wants us to be all the way with him. Amen. Surrender all to the Lord and take whatever needs to be taken. Hallelujah. Because God is not going to spare that chastisement. He's not going to spare it. Because he said he's going to chastise those whom he loves. And we know he's not a liar. We know he cannot lie because he's holy. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit will give us the attention as we give attention to the things of God, as we give attention to what we're supposed to be doing spiritually. He'll help us not to stray. John chapter 16, he'll help us not to stray and keep us walking uprightly, doing what's right. That's it, just doing what's right. Glory be to God. So the Holy Spirit helps us. The Holy Spirit helps you, me. He lives alongside of you and in you. John chapter 14. He is the one who brings to remembrance all that the Lord has said. John chapter 14. Holy Spirit. That's what he does. He's going to bring to remembrance all, not some, all that I have said to you. This is Jesus talking. All that little bitty word, it means a whole lot. Hallelujah. Everything. So the Holy Spirit, as I said, he comforts us. This is how we live through. We live in the power when we know about the power. We know that the power is in us. It has been given through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes. Everyone who's born again can have a spirit of discernment. You can have wisdom. You can have understanding. You can have all that the Lord says you can have, all that we're talking about today. Yes. You can have it, all that we've been talking about all week, last week. You can have it all. God said all, amen. If you do all that I command you to do, if you're obedient and do all I command you to do, you can have all of the blessings, all of what God has promised. And the best thing that we could pray for, one of the best things is a spirit of discernment. Another thing is, God, help me to remain obedient. Hallelujah. Help me, God. I want to do your will, and I'm struggling. If you're struggling and you got a problem, then all we got to do is bring it to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, help me. I need you. No matter what it is, we bring it to God. God is able to do all things. Amen. So he comforts us. He lifts us up when we are feeling tired. Don't know what to do. Don't know where to go. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, don't get weary while well-doing. However, people still get weary, okay? People still get weary. We shouldn't get weary with well-doing. But people get weary when many things happen. We know. Many things happen to cause us to feel weary. Things happen to us, people happen, life happens, and it can cause us to feel a little weary or a little downtrodden. But he encourages us to go on, and he will give us joy. Thessalonians tells us he'll give us joy. He's the one who gives us hope. He's the one that's going to nourish your heart. Nourish your soul. My God, our soul needs that spiritual nourishment. That's the reason why we come to hear the word, because we need the spiritual nourishment to keep us going, just like you need food for your natural. You need food to keep you naturally healthy for your natural body. You need food. If you don't eat food and drink water, you sure enough going to die. Sure enough. You can't live without it. Glory to God. So you can't live an eternal life without the Spirit of the Lord. Without obedience, without giving your life to the Lord, our lives, we got to give it up, give it all up to God so that we can live an eternal life, so that we can have
life and life more abundantly. And God will give you joy. He'll give you hope, and he'll nourish you. He'll lift you up. My God, he'll lift you up, and you will have a heart filled with the knowledge, filled with the love of God. Hallelujah. Filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, he gives these gifts to us. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to believers. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read about them last time. It's very specific that the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us our giftings. It says it in the Word. We've already taught on that. So he gives people a message of wisdom. He gives words of knowledge. Hallelujah. He gives, the same Spirit gives faith. To one, he gives gifts to others, the gifts of healing. To others, he gives the powers to do miracles. Yeah. To others, he gives the ability to prophesy. Just wanted to go through them again. To others, he gives the ability to tell the spirits apart. You'll be able to tell what spirit they're working with, what spirit is working with them.
Oh, wow.
You'll know them by their spirit. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. But we need a spirit of discernment. Very, very important. Pray for a spirit of discernment. Especially, I mean, for all of us, we need it. But we have people that's trying to lead people, and they don't have leadership abilities. They have not been trained in leadership. And getting a promotion and not trained in leadership. I remember some years ago, there was a person that came on the job where I was working, and she had no knowledge of the job. No knowledge at all, but she was being promoted, and I was to train her. And she had no knowledge, but she was already given the position. She didn't even have any experience. Now, normally you have experience and you have some knowledge when you're coming into a leadership position, all right? And then you would have to have further knowledge about the company and how it's run and, you know, and how that operation runs and make sure it runs smoothly. You've got to know all that. But again, you have people in the church that have been given promotions and they don't know what they're doing. Or they're just there to make a buck. They're just there like it's a business. I saw something online recently where you can be trained to do business in the church. It's a business. They train you how to do business in church. Well, we're supposed to be doing kingdom business, okay? Definitely we're supposed to be doing kingdom business, and nobody can teach us better than the Holy Spirit to do kingdom business. God will send divine connections into our lives to teach us what we need to know through the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit will teach us personally. He is our guide. He's our personal guide. You know, the Lord is our shepherd. He's our shepherd. He takes care of his sheep. Amen? He takes care of us. If nobody else will, he does. He does, along with those people that's helping us. God is still there. Amen? Yeah. Yahweh is right there, and we are going to live through the power of Yahweh when we accept the fact that he is God. He is our Yahweh, our Messiah, our Holy Redeemer, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and I'm going to follow you at all costs. That should be the mindset. I'm going to follow you at all costs, and it will cost, but cost, you can do some things for the kingdom, but compromise is not going to get it. We can do a lot of good things. We got a lot of people doing good things for the kingdom, but they're compromising the word. They're compromising. You know, they're doing everything. They're giving the money. They're doing all of that. But you know what? They're not being obedient to the Lord. And he will reject. After a while, God will reject people who decide that I'm going to pray on the church. I'm going to use the church for business purposes. I'm going to do my thing. And then the next thing you know, well, I'm blessed. Next thing you know, you hear him saying, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm so blessed. I'm highly favored of the Lord, I'm blessed. Well, if you compromise him, not blessed. That's not being blessed. If you compromise in the word of God, doing your own thing, but still doing work in the church, wasn't called Saul still king after God fired him? Saul was still king, but God took the kingdom from Saul. He told the prophet, I have taken the kingdom from Saul. And he told him, get your oil and go anoint this one that I'm going to send you to. Saul was still king, though, until God took the kingdom from him, and then he was killed. So I'm just saying, you know, it's a long, long story about Saul, but all Bible readers know it. And because he disobeyed God. Everything God asked him to do, he did it his way. He did what he wanted to do. He didn't do exactly what God said. He would do some of it or none of it, you know. And this is not God. When God say do it, do it. Do it all the way. Obey him. Obey his commands. Because we're gifted, that doesn't mean we're blessed by God. We're blessed to have the gift. But if we're using the gift for our own selfish games, if we're using the gift of God to play people, we're using the gift of God to rob people, we're using that gift we have, like you might have a gift to be a really hot preacher, like Jamal Bryant, that young man can preach. I'm telling you, he can preach, but he's gifted to do that. He's gifted to be that kind of preacher, you know, but you got some people who are gifted to do that, but yet they're disobeying the Lord. They're doing everything they want to do. Everything. They're in the world. They got one foot in the church and the other foot in the world. No, it doesn't work that way. That's not the blessing of the Lord. That's you blessing yourself. You taking what you want to take. That's not God, but God did give them gifts. We all are born with gifts. Amen. And he only gives gifts to, he'll give the gifts to the believer. The Holy Spirit gives gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we're kind of just summarizing, you know, just adding a little more and summarizing, because this will be the last day for this topic, living in the power of Yahweh, only through the gifts of the Spirit. Only through the fruit of the Spirit, only through that obedience, starting with obedience and going on and on with that obedience, with the love of God, with our will to be willing and obedient. That's what I want to say. Be willing and obedient, and all of the things will come unto you. All of what God has promised will come unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit assists with everything in our lives. Some people will have the ability to speak in different languages that they never knew before. Amen.
Can decide.
And some can, yes. And still others, he gives the ability to explain.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop. To interpret, to explain what was said in those languages. Amen. All the gifts are produced by the one and the only Spirit of the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
No man can give it. Can't do it. No man can give you an anointing. The anointing can only come through the Holy Spirit. He gives these gifts to each person just as he decides, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So, here's another thing. As I said, I got ahead of my sermon here, but he assists us in prayer. I just want to touch on it again, Bishop. He assists us in what to pray about.
Okay.
He already told us what to pray about in the Word, right? Mm-hmm. It's a mandate to pray and to fast. Mm-hmm. He said to pray. Why? Because that prayer helps to keep us. Those prayers help to keep us. Those prayers help to empower, further empower, you know. Those prayers will help others. So the Holy Spirit helps us with prayer to know when, to know how, to know who. He helps us to be aware of our own weaknesses and how much we need Almighty God. My God, my God. Jude talked to us about it.
Yes, he will.
Jude talked to us about it. Read the book of Jude. Amen. So the Holy Spirit also intercedes. This is the power of Yahweh that we're talking about, living in this power. You can't live in it when you don't know about it. The Holy Spirit intercedes. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't know what to pray or what to do. He goes before us. He prays the prayers that we don't even know we need to pray. Hallelujah. He helps us in our weaknesses. Read about it in Romans chapter 8. He helps us in our weaknesses. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. The Holy Spirit guards us and guarantees. Here's the biggie. They're all big. All powerful. The Holy Spirit guards and guarantees salvation. Ah. Bishop, we'll be doing salvation in a minute. Amen. Verse 8, chapter 10, verse 8, and 9, Romans 2, Romans, you're talking about Romans, right? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. I remember that. So the Holy Spirit is the, amen, I do. The Holy Spirit is the one that opens up our hearts. Can't even be saved without the Holy Spirit opening up our hearts and guarantees, he guarantees salvation. It's guaranteed by the blood that Jesus Christ shed on that cross for us.
Hallelujah.
It's guaranteed because he was crucified, died and was buried, and rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. So we could rise. So we could rise out of that alien life. We were alienated from Yahweh. We're alienated, set apart. Yeah, but we're not in the will of the Father when we are sinning.
Yeah.
So we're alienated.
Oh yeah.
We're like those that are zombies that have no life. We have a heart beating. We have ears, but we can't hear. Eyes and can't see. No brains. Oh, got brains, but it's like they're dead. It's like the brain is dead.
Well,
it's dead. Let me say this, things of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's dead to the Spirit of the Lord. Without the life given through salvation and being born again, I will say today, and it's a harsh saying, but it's the same thing as when somebody is dead. Rigor mortis has set into the brain.
My God.
I call it rigor mortis. When the body is dead after so long, rigor mortis sets in. and the body gets hard. It excretes these fluids.
That's why they call them stiffs.
Yeah, they get hard. And so we have hardened hearts. We have hardened hearts. We have rigor mortis of the mind and the heart. It's hardened. And we can't receive of the Lord without the help of the living God, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Rigor mortis of the brain is dead. It's dead to the spiritual things. But it's alive in the world, all right. Oh, my God. It's working at evil, all right. It's doing that. But it's dead to the spiritual blessings of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the one that opens the heart, makes it pliable. Hallelujah. Takes out, God said, I'll take out the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Amen? Why? Because you can't, a stone is not going to be pliable in your hands. A stone is stiff and hard, but it has to be broken. Stony hearts have to be broken in order for God to come in and work on it. Amen. And put you on that potter's wheel. And then you're going to begin to be changed. The change is taking place now. Hallelujah. A change has to come. A change will come when we receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one that opens up the heart. Do you want to know what it feels like to have that fire shut up in your bones? Do you want to know how it feels like to have the comfort and to have the know, being the know of what's going on around you? God allows that to happen. He said he'll give you angels. He'll give you help. Do you know that the angels are around you when you're saved and you're living and moving and you're living, moving, have your being in God, and then you've given God your life and you're now saved and God has lifted you up out of those, out of that grave. Like, you know, you got some new clothes now. You got a new life now. It's not about the clothes. It's about being clothed. I'm not talking about clothes that you put on. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. You're clothed in power, clothed in humility, clothed, my God, in the Holy Spirit. Be ye holy as I am holy. You're clothed in holiness. Glory be to God. That's called living in the power of Yahweh. We're clothed in holiness. Amen. Humility. Glory be to God. We got the attitudes going on. The things that Jesus said that we need to be. We are going to be all that we can be in the Holy Spirit. Be ye holy as I am holy. And that is what happens when we give our all to our Lord. Amen. All in all, no other will he accept. Not no partial obedience. So.
Marriage is 100%.
That's right. Hallelujah. So the Holy. That's right. So that's right, Bishop. So we have, he helps us in all of our weaknesses. Hallelujah. He guards us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We have the Holy Spirit guarding our entire life. Amen. He opens up our hearts. Glory to God. Makes it alive again. Make it pump for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Every heartbeat, my God, every heartbeat pumping. It's pumping. It's alive again. It's pumping because Jesus gave us a new heart, a new life. Our heart has now been consecrated unto God. Hallelujah. God put us on that potter's wheel, oh my God. And he will make you into a beautiful vessel. Glory be to God. A vessel of holiness. A vessel that he is pleased with. One he will use. God can't use no messed up vessel. He cannot use it. It's got to be broken.
Right.
You know, it's like beautiful pottery that they put on a, the potters have a wheel. Amen? And they have pieces that they use, pieces of ceramic, right? It's pieces. And they mold it. They mold it. They mold it until
it's,
they graft it. They're putting it in. They're grafting it in. They're putting this piece in and that piece in and this piece in until it comes into this beautiful vessel that they have made up in their minds that they want this vessel to look this way. So God wants us to make up our mind. We want to look like Jesus. We want to talk like Jesus. We want to walk like him, my God. Be like him, my God. Have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. This is what God is command. This is the commands of God. This is the only way we're going to live. This is the only way we're going to live through the power of Yahweh. Yahweh, my God.
And let me say this.
Yahweh, help us.
Yeah. Also, go through the fire.
You got to go through the fire. You got to go through the fire, the tests and the trials, and all of this is shaping us into this vessel. Amen. This vessel that God can use and use for the good of the kingdom, for the good of others, not just for us, but for others. Amen. We didn't just get saved. We got to, you know, we got to get saved for ourselves. But when we get saved, God will use us to get other people to get saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when the Holy Spirit spoke to Mary that she would be the mother of Jesus, and we're going to be closing in a minute. He said the Holy Spirit, he told her the Holy Spirit, she asked, well, how is this going to happen? Seeing I've never been with a man, and she wasn't married, never been with a man, but she was betrothed to Joseph, but she had never been with a man. The Holy Spirit said, told her, the Spirit said that the Holy Spirit will come upon her. He will overshadow you, and guess what? And you, a son would be born, a son would come from her, and it would be from the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's how it's going to be done. She didn't understand that. But she said, be it unto me. Be it unto me. Can we say, Lord, be it unto me. Whatever it is, Lord, that you want to do with me, be it unto me, O God. Hallelujah. And you know what? When you say, be it unto me, the Holy Spirit will be what? Poured out on you. Just like he was poured out on Mary. My God. He's going to be poured out on you and be using you to bring others into the kingdom.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus had to die so we could live. Hallelujah. So our sins could be forgiven. Holy Spirit was poured out on Mary, and the baby boy Jesus was born. He even gave her the name of the child. Hallelujah. His name would be called Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so the same way with us, it'll be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit pouring out on us all the things I just talked to you about. Everything that we said through this series, it's about the Holy Spirit pouring out on us. Amen? So that other lives can be born again. Other lives can come into the kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Messiah, Holy Redeemer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. This is how it's done. It's an outpouring. Even in the book of Jude, they said it would be an outpouring in the last days. Well, there's still, God is pouring out right now. He's pouring out on this line. The Holy Spirit is pouring out. But in the last days, it's going to be an outpouring, and we're going to see the greatest revival that we've ever seen in this earth. That's going to be the outpouring that's coming. It's called an end time revival. We're going to see the end time revival. Hallelujah. What's that, Bishop?
Yeah, a whole bunch bigger than Azusa.
Way bigger than Azusa Street and Revival. And we've had a revival since then. But, you
thank
know,
God.
The Holy Spirit it comes
God.
Into us.
Oh, God.
Into us. So we can be born into Jesus Christ.
Oh,
amen. Hallelujah. There's only one, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
only one. And his name is above all names. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So just know where that outpouring comes on you. God is equipping you, equipping us to do the work of the kingdom. We're going to bear fruit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to bear this fruit we talked about. We're going to be working through our to-do, the gifts that God has given us. Glory be to God. And that's called an outpouring. God has poured out on us. Glory be to God. Amen. For his glory. For his glory. For the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we want to please God. We want to please God so that we can be empowered in the spirit. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit, in essence, what I just said is that, just to put it in just one word, it's called unity. It's called unity because we all become one body through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We can all operate within our giftings and support each other, encourage each other. Means the same thing as admonish each other towards Christ. Some Bible says admonish. Some say encourage. Hallelujah. But it's in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, where God talks about encouraging, admonishing, exhorting. You know, these are things that we should be doing in the kingdom, because everybody is special to God. God is no respecter of persons. Don't think you can't have an anointing. Don't think that you ask God to show you. Holy Spirit, show me what my gifts are. Holy Spirit, you say my gifts would make room for me, oh God. Well, God, I want to be a kingdom builder. I want to be all that you have planned for me to be, oh God. All that you have planned for my life, oh God. Show me, teach me, guide me. And just start asking the Holy Spirit for all of the things that the Holy Spirit gives. You know, he'll do it when our heart is in the right place and our heart is not dead to sin. Dead in sin, it has to become dead. We got to die. We got to die. That flesh got to die. We got to die. When Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me, we got to die to the flesh is what it means. We got to follow Jesus Christ at all costs. That means we're going to have some suffering when we're living through the power. We want the power when it comes with suffering. Jesus suffered. Amen. And if we take up our cross and follow him, there is going to be some suffering, but not without comfort. Not without comfort, because he gave us the comfort we need. So we have to depend on him every day. Like I said, just have conversations. Sometimes my bishop will be saying, what are you saying? You're talking to me? I said, no, I'm talking to God. I'll be walking around the house talking to God about things that's on my heart. Things that's on my heart about my friends, my family, you know, things that's just, it could be about the house or whatever, but I'm talking to God about it, saying, God, you know this, and you know this, God, and just talking to God and asking God, what do you say about it? Amen? That's a relationship.
When
you
got, ask God.
You ask God.
Just jumping the gun and
yeah.
doing it on your own.
Amen. So we ask God. We do ask God, but there are times we just have a conversation with God. You'll be like, God, you know this happened and that happened. God, what you think about that? And it's just like if you sit at the table and your husband or your children are sitting right there with you. Jesus is right there. He's at the table with you. He's in you. He's in this room. He's on this line. And a lot of people think that God is aloof somewhere, but when God says, you abide in me, I'll abide in you, he said he sent the Holy Spirit to live within us.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He's always with us, but he's not with no sin. He's not with sin. We got to keep our vessels clean. Depend on him daily. Walk with him daily. Study your scripture daily. Pray daily. Meditate. And look to him when we feel overwhelmed. Things are just not going right. Look to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, help me. What should I do about this, Jesus? So prayerfully ask for wisdom. Prayerfully ask. Like Bishop said, we got to ask. Prayerfully ask for it. Amen? When you're feeling unsure, when you're feeling anxious, the Bible says, with prayer and supplication, make your request be known unto God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. With prayer,
by the way,
and supplication,
request, that's
make your, that's right, make your request be known unto God. Amen?
Amen.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
glory be to God. And then he said, then the peace that will surpass all understanding will guard your heart. Here we go with the heart again.
Hallelujah.
Guard your heart and your what? Mind. So you don't be in a dead state of mind where rigor mortis can set in. Your heart is hardened just like a dead body is hard. When it dies, it gets hard as a brick. No more life in it. It's over.
You know that. And yet, that thing confuses people. You hear a scripture, and scripture says, I shall never leave or forsake.
That's right.
Because he shall, he ain't no leaving.
He's not. He's not.
However, you say, well, how can God be within us? What did David say? Now, may if I'm bed in hell, he were there. Because he didn't leave. He didn't leave us. And he will not leave us. Nor will he forsake us. But we have to make sure that we keep our temples clean.
Amen.
Keep your temple clean. You make God say, well, you know, well, let me see how far they're going to go before they realize that I'm here. You know, I'm right here. I'm always here. He's omnipresent. Now, he's everywhere.
Everywhere at the same time. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we ask God, ask him about everything. Even if you're having problems in your marriage, ask God about it.
Please.
Ask God. Whatever the problem is in the marriage, ask God about it. Problem with the children. God, what should I do about this? God, lead me and guide me in prayer, God. My children have gone astray. The husband that went astray. The wife that went astray. You know, finances are all messed up. You know.
Oh, no.
You know. Let's talk. God, guide me. Ask the Holy Spirit. And he will fill you. Fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me with your presence. Hallelujah. Fill me with your joy, with your strength, your insight. He has so much to give us, y'all. So much.
Hallelujah.
According to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Ask him to keep you calm instead of getting angry about everything. Ouch. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the strength to respond with a peaceful word instead of anger when we have been rebuked. ask that he comfort us when we are feeling down and out. Ask the Holy Spirit to come alongside you. Holy Spirit, I need you to encourage me. Hallelujah. Because God will encourage you. Hallelujah. We can't.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We were talking about this the other day, Bishop and I. We are not to respond to everything that people say. Just, I think we talked, you know, we were in Bible study talking about it too. We can't respond to everything.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Listen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Frazier. Listen. Listen for what the Lord has to say. And just be still. Be still. Some things we don't need to respond to. And then if most times when people get corrected, they get all angry. They don't want no correction. As long as you telling them how great they are and building them up or whatever, oh, that's all good. But when they're saying nice things about you, you look good, you dress good, your house is beautiful, all this stuff, that's fine. You know, but when you say, when you give them some type of rebuke or correction, most people get angry. Who are you to judge me? Who elected you, God? Huh? They can't see what they're doing because the enemy will blind. He blinds people's eyes. He's a deceiver, you see. And that's what happens. You get blinded to a certain thing. And when we become complacent, we begin to do things with that complacency. We taught about that. It brings on compromise. We're complacent. We get so complacent. Next thing you know, we're compromising. Next thing you know, we don't want to hear anything about correction because we've gotten so complacent. We got that spirit of you can't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear it. Because who are you to tell me? Who you think you are to try to tell me what to do or to rebuke me? Who elects you, God? Nobody can be elected God. Right. So some people would say, well, I don't know if you should ask the Holy Spirit to do all that stuff. Oh, yes, you do. Ask him for everything. Ask him. God, I need that power this lady is talking about. Lord, she said, she's talking about living in the power of Yahweh. I want to feel that power. I want to know what real love is. I want you to show me, Holy Spirit. I want to feel what real love is, God. I want you to show me, Holy Spirit. That's one of my favorite songs. I want to feel what love is. But that can only come from Jesus, that real love, that true love. My God, that love that no man can give you. No love is like God's love. Yeah, we love, but we can't love like God. Hallelujah. God loved us so much. He gave his only begotten son. Nobody's doing that. Abraham was willing. He was willing. But see, that's why it's accounted to him for great faith, because Abraham was willing to give his son, Isaac, the son of promise. But that was just a metaphor. That was just symbolic of God's only begotten son being given for the sacrifice. God provided a ram in the bush that day. And the angel stopped Abraham from killing his son. But Jesus would come instead. Hallelujah. And be murdered. He was murdered. Right, Bishop? Jesus was murdered. They call it crucified. He was crucified, yeah, but that's murder. He didn't do nothing wrong. He was a righteous man, the Holy One of Israel. So If you're feeling weak in your faith or you're feeling weak in your body, ask God to give you strength and to give you power to make it through. And when you don't know what to do, ask him to pray for you. When you don't know what to pray, ask the Holy Spirit to pray for you. When you feel totally, totally dismayed or in any kind of fear, God said, be not dismayed. Don't be dismayed. I am here with you. Have no fear. God doesn't want us to have a spirit of fear. But that same power, love and a sound mind, the power that lives within us, the power we can live through this life with Yahweh. When you feel like your back is against the wall, ask the Holy Spirit, help me. He'll intercede for you in ways that you have no knowledge of. Amen. So we're closing now. So in order for us to have what we're talking about, we have to cooperate. We have to make some changes. And I'm not talking to everybody, but we got to make some changes. Hallelujah. Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We got to depend on him, look to him in our day-to-day lives. We got to keep quiet and have space for God throughout our day so that we can, you know, just have that time with him. It's so precious. And we can turn to him for whatever we face during each new day. That's how you rejoice in the Lord, always. And again, I say I rejoice. We're rejoicing in the Lord. Why? Because we know he's able to do all things. And because we know he loves us. And because of what he's already done for us, we rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. So are we using the Holy Spirit to be our fuel, that gas that keeps us running? Oh, that steamroller that's smoking all over the place. Hallelujah. Are we hot for the Lord? Do we have that fire shut up in our bones? And we got to let it out. We got to speak it. We've got to do what the Holy Spirit put in us to do. Hallelujah. We've got that fire. Are we using the Holy Spirit to fill us up? We got to have gas to run. We got to be fueled up every day. Filled up with prayer, our faith and prayers, amen, filled up, talking to the Holy Spirit all throughout the day. Are you asking him to fill you up? Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Are you making use of all of the resources? Because he is the source. God is the source. Are we making use, Bishop? Are we making use of all of the resources? Yes, we are. Christ said he came so that we would have peace in him. He said, I have told you these things. I'm reading from John chapter 16, by the way, verse 33. He said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In Jesus Christ's name, Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for our Holy Spirit. Oh, that's with us all the time, Lord. And we pray that this word take over, Holy Spirit, in the hearts of the listeners, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray you may live in peace by taking advantage of the Holy Spirit throughout your day, throughout your whole life, so that you can experience eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Get filled. God will pour out on you. Hallelujah. You want the outpouring? Let Bishop lead you to the Lord's day. And we will see you, if the Lord says the same, we will see you all on tomorrow morning. Amen. And that apostle is still out there working. He is there again tomorrow. He'll be here tomorrow.
Praise the Lord, apostle. I'm here
praise
on my knees,
Lord.
But I could still hear you. Thank you so much for that powerful anointed word. Mother Grant is on the line. I don't know if she wants to come in and read, but she's on the line. Minister Jones was on, but he jumped
Amen.
Off. Go ahead. Thank you for that word.
You're
praise
welcome, sir.
God
praise
bless
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless you, woman of God. Blessing to you. Yes, I'm here.
Blessing to you too, my sister.
Thank you. Yeah, thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I'm thankful. My son called, so he's, you know, he want to get this thing out his neck because they still got the thing in his neck where he where they had for the dialysis.
For the dialysis, yeah, that shunt,
yeah.
That thing hurt.
Yes, he said he wanted that out, but he's coming on better. He's doing a little walking day by day to get his strength back.
Thank
but
you.
But God
Lord.
Is good. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, and amen to that. No matter what your circumstances may be, you can find joy in my person. On some days,
yes.
Joy is generous, steward along your life path. In the sunlight, on days like that, being content is example as breathing the next breath or taking the next step. Other days are overcast and gloomy. You feel the strain of the journey, which seems endless, dull, gray, rock, wheat, and your graze, and cause your feet to ache. Yet joy is still attainable. Search for it as far as hidden treasure. Begin by remembering that I have created this day. It is not a chance. Accordingly, recall that I am present with you, whether you see my presence or not.
Yes, Lord.
And start talking with me about whatever is on your mind. Rejoice in the fact that I understand you perfectly, and I know exactly what you are experiencing as you continue communicating with me. Your mood
yes.
will steadily lighten. Awareness of my marvelous companionship can infuse joy into the greatest state. Psalms 21:6, Proverbs 2:4, Colossians 1:16. May God and his blessing be his word. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mother, read the last part of that, please, because some kind of music came into the line. I want to hear the rest of it. That was an interruption in line.
Okay.
Would you read the last couple of sentences, please?
Okay. The ultimate is to live fully in the present, depending on me, which moment rather than fearing. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. Living in his presence is what we were talking about. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is so wonderful. I talked in the Word about it was like it's the second part of what we, it's like pretty much what I was saying in the word. It's in addition to that, God is saying, communicate with me, right? That's what he said in that reading. Communicate with me. And he's letting us know he's living in us. He is present with us. And that's what we were talking about today, and we've been talking about all last week, that the Holy Spirit is living in us. He's present with us, and he wants us to communicate with him and talk to him about what's on our mind. I say that in the word today. Talk to the Holy Spirit about everything. He wants to. He already knows, but it's nice when we just have a conversation. It's like when you're at the table with your family and you're having dinner and everybody's talking. We want to hear what each other, what each person has to say. Well, the Holy Spirit want to be involved in the conversation. He want to be involved in our daily lives and the daily things we're going through. So that's what I was saying, is that just talk to him. I talk to him all the time. My mom used to do it, and I used to be like, who is she talking to? But, you know, she'll say, I was talking to, if I ask, if somebody asked, I was talking to God. And I'll hear sometimes when something would go on, she would say, dude, Jesus, like, I can't believe this is going on. And she would be talking to God. And because he is real, he is present, he is living, he's the living God, you know. And we got to know that God hears our prayers. He said we are supposed to pray, which means that he's going to hear our prayers. Jesus said, ask the Father. Whatever you ask the Father, whatever you want, ask the Father. And he said, I will do it. Ask whatever you will, and I will do it. Different Bible said in a different way. But Mother Grant, thank you. That was right on time.
Praise the Lord.
He usually always is. Amen. So praise God.
Thank
Amen. God for you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. God bless you too. You still got company at home?
Amen. No, she's up to her daughter, but she'll be back sometime this week because we're going to cook some okra soup.
Mm-hmm.
She's going home sometime end of the week. Back to
that
Atlanta. She lives in Carolina, yes. Yes, somebody grew me some dry conch and some crab. So we can get, I got some pigtail and some okra. We just, she's a good cook, too. I like other people cooking, too. So we got some okra soup.
Y'all going to be cooking up a breeze in there.
Yes.
We'll be able to smell it all the way over here.
Oh, man. I say, as I eat, y'all can swallow.
There'll be a whole lot of cooking going on over there.
Yes.
Y'all gonna be smelling up everywhere.
That's right.
I'd
be sitting down having a couple of dishes at a time.
Yeah, well, praise God. Deacon Frazier, thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. We love y'all.
Love you, too. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
I got a little grandson here. He's been asleep now, but, oh, Lord, I called my daughter, and I say, never again. I say, I'd love to help you all. I say, but I can't deal with this. This boy had me running for my money all morning. Till he finally, I hear him silence. He was up in the corner kneeling down sleeping. Man, I give him grapes and some tangerine. The boy take it, mash it up in his hand, put it all over my bed, all over my carpet. And I say, oh, no. I say, my daughter, come and get him. I said, don't bring him. I'm not watching him no more. The babysitter was mine. She ran away to the Bahamas. So I tell her, I say, okay, I'll help you. I don't mind helping them, and I know they got to go to work, but I can't deal with this.
I don't blame you. I say that to my daughter. We got a little 3-year-old. My great-granddaughter. And I told my daughter, I said, look, If you want to have, if you want to do this, you go ahead and do it. But I cannot. I'm not running behind this little girl. This little girl was writing. She was on the floor. She was writing on the floor. She was running from one room to the next room. I said, she's too busy.
Yeah.
You know, my girl, my daughter wasn't busy. My daughter would be, if I laid down, she laid down. I went to sleep, she went to sleep. You know, that's how it was with my children. I didn't have them running all over. I didn't have that issue. I said, no, we didn't have that issue with them destroying stuff and all that. We didn't have that issue. So I said, you know what? I'm not cut out for this anymore.
No, not no more. No, not at her age. I can't deal with it.
I can't either. I said, no, it's too much. I said, that's why God stopped women from having babies at a certain age. At a certain age, because it's not for us to do at a certain age. I mean, come visit with your kids, and then you can take them home.
Yes, that's right.
Especially if they're gonna be like that. Now I had my first granddaughter. She's 20 something now, but she was just like my daughter. That child, whatever I was doing, if I was cleaning up, she wanted to clean up. Whatever I did, I want to do that too, Granny. And I mean, she was a baby. She slept when we slept. She did everything we did. And she played her normal play, you know, but she wasn't like that. This child is like kind of, I don't know what's going on. She's super extra active. Dream.
Oh, my God.
Dream never
stopped.
Her name is Dream. She never stopped. And I guess she's dreaming from one room to the next room. She's dreaming in this room. She's in that room. She's in the other room, and you got to run behind her to see what she's doing. I am not going to do that. I don't mind helping out.
Blind down from the window. Lord.
I had a friend. I told her I was going to help her with her kids. I remember she lived next to Jackie. Oh, I love me some Jackie. She was a sweet girl. And she needed help with her kids. So I volunteered to watch the kids. She had one. The little boy was bad. Oh, God, I hate to say he was bad, but he was. This child was working on a dining room table. He got up, climbed up on a chair, walked all over my furniture. He was walking. I said, oh, no. And you know what he did? The next thing he did, he went in the room. My boys had bunk beds. He went in the room and was jumping in the bed, and next thing you know, he was pulling the curtains and the blinds off the wall. I told Jackie, I said, Jackie, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. I said, I don't know what I wouldn't be responsible for. I'll tear their butts up. I can't do it. His child was walking all over the furniture and pulling the curtains off the wall.
This one done broke out my thing. The mother had to buy it before the blind. Now he done broke out one again.
No, y'all can come visit, but and if the mom and daddy stay overnight, that's fine. But otherwise, no, they gotta go when you go. When it's that busy, that's too busy. That's too busy for all the people to be doing. And I got a whole lot of other stuff to do all through the day. So I can't I can't run behind them. I love them. God knows I love them. But I can't do that. I love to see them. It's a joy to have them to come over, you know.
Yes.
So Deacon Frey, are you busy? Are you ready to come in and make a comment or not, or anybody else? But I don't think anybody else is on the line. But we can close the line if Deacon is not available. Mother, thank you again for that reading. That was really awesome.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Keep on blessing you over and over and over again. Yes, you
all
and a,
the time.
You and your husband, yes, you do.
Yes,
praise God. That's when you're in tune with the Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
Be in tune with the Holy Spirit, and he'll lead you and guide you. He'll give you just what he wants for you to minister or read or whatever, you know, like you ministered. That was a good sermon. That was part of the sermon that I was.
Deacon is ready to come in, but I want to pray for you. Father, we thank you and praise your God for our apostle and our bishop. Lord, we ask your anointing to be fresh upon them, Lord. We ask you to pour blessings, O God, from heaven. Open the window, the door, and the gates of heaven. And God, let the oil that only flow from the throne room come upon them right now. God, we ask you to fill them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Lord, we ask you to fix the inside, oh God. We ask you to fix what no man can fix, God. Fix the heart, fix the liver, fix the kidney, fix the bladder, fix the pancreas, fix the lungs, oh God. We ask you to fix the eyes and the ears, oh God, that they would see and hear and speak your truth, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to stand up in the midst of everything that they're facing, oh God. You be the, oh God, the one that sits high and look low. You be the mighty warrior, oh God, the one that come back the enemy and every satanic power, every demonic power, every sorcerer, every warlock, every witch, every soothsayer. God, we come against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We come the sons and the daughters and the grandchildren, oh God, we come right now in the precious name of Jesus, the name that's above all names, God, because at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he's Lord to the glory of God. Father, we just thank you for the word that they released today, God. What a mighty strong word, oh God, walking in, oh God, living in the power of the all God of Yahweh, God. We thank you, Father, because Yahweh is the sovereign God. He's the mighty God. He's the holy God. He's the land of the tribe of Judah. My God, I thank you, Father, God, that he never lose a battle, oh God. He stand at the forefront of the battle. Oh God, he fights for us when we can't fight for ourselves.
Oh,
he delivered us when we couldn't deliver ourselves. So Father, we honor you right now and we praise you for this word, for this woman of God, this man of God, that take out of the time to stand in the gap for the people of God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
In
amen.
Jesus
amen,
Christ's
amen.
Name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank amen. You, my apostle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was so beautiful. Thank you for that prayer. We receive it. Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you so much. And we're also praying for you. We pray for you on the line today. I said a little prayer in the message. Amen. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Through the ministry and through us and the ministry. God's ministry. I heard you say that. God's ministry. Amen. Amen. So you want us to close now, sir?
I heard Deacon Fraser was coming in.
I thought he was, but I think he backed
up. Yeah, I heard him. Come on in, Deacon.
Deacon. He might be busy. I hear Chris. Oh, that might be you, though.
Come on in, Deacon. Okay, well, go ahead and close then, Pastor. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Okay.
God bless you and
thank
keep you.
You
and give
yes,
you grace
you.
On the road, grace on the job,
yes.
Grace everywhere in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the prosper that he's prospering, oh, God. Prospering with this job, prospering in all things, in health, even as his soul is prospering, oh, God. Father, God, we just thank you now, God. Oh, God, for giving him strength, Lord. Oh, Lord, for all the strength that you're pouring out on us, Father, God. To do, Lord, what it is. Not only him, but his soul, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Thank you, Lord. Let what they're doing be according to what you have put inside of Apostle God, the gift that you have put in him, oh God, the gift that is making room for him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as you have said, Father. Hallelujah. More and more room in Jesus Christ's name, especially spiritually, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, for this once again, this prosperous day, this day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing in it, God, for all that you're doing, all that you're doing through this ministry, through Apostle, hallelujah, his wonderful wife, and Talis Lawrence, his first lady. Father God, we thank you for her and wherever she is. God, we thank you, Lord, that the angels are encamped about. Oh, God, keeping her in all her ways, oh, God, keeping her husband in all of his ways, oh, God, and the family, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you now. We bless you, God. We bless your holy name, Father. There's none like you. Thank you for keeping us in your keeping care. And everybody else on this line, Lord, thank you for keeping us all. Nobody can keep us like you, God. And we thank you for all of the resources that's available to us through your Spirit. We thank you for those resources in Jesus Christ's name. And help us to use each and every one as you lead us and guide us, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, Apostle, we're going to close up. Hey, Bishop, close the line, please.
Amen.
Watch your own. Move your own.
Please speak with you.
Hallelujah.
Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us false to the only wise God, our Lord, our Savior, until we meet again, may we remain in power, love, and of a sound mind,
yes,
and have dominion.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a blessed, wonderful, prosperous day to
everyone.
Amen. Come on, Ethan. You can come. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you on the word. God bless you on the word. God bless you. Y'all hear me now? Y'all hear me? Y'all gone? Y'all hear me?
I hear you, Brother Deacon. Apostle still there? Deacon, like Bishop still there? Go ahead, Deacon.
Okay. Oh, I thank God. Yeah, praise God. All that talking in the background. All that talking in the background. I don't like to make them come in all that talking in the background. We thank the Lord on the word, and we just thank God on the word what I heard on today. Thank God, I enjoyed the word. I enjoy every bit of it. I enjoy what I heard. Everything that was happening, seeing on today. Thank God for the word that has been said. You a lot of time I don't say nothing. I like to sit back and just listen. Listen on the word of God, because that's the way you're going to get something. You'll sit there and listen and hear the word of God. You'll get something out of it. You'll listen. You don't be talking all the time, talking and say a whole lot of things. So if you be saying one thing, you ain't never going to get nothing out of it. So I just, one thing about it, I thank God for what I always hear. And I'm not trying to, I ain't trying to speak like no one, talk like nobody, speak like the next speak. Give it back.